With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You know, I have so much makeup I was saying I was going to like donate and start giving away, and I am happy to bring it all in so you guys can rummage through it.
No,
I think this is great that it's being a little more normalized for men to wear makeup. Because think about it, like girls, you get a big honking red zit. Mm-hmm. We have the luxury of covering it up with concealer, but you guys don't. And now, being on camera all the time, everyone's like, recognize their flaws. You guys aren't on camera all the time, so...
Look, we're on 9 News every day. But also, when I'm on a Zoom meeting, I don't look at me.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do. Everybody does.
I don't like it.
What about on FaceTime?
I don't. You know what I try to do? I literally put a post-it note. Like, we did all our children's hospital interviews with Zoom meetings. So I wrote the names of the parents on a post-it note, drew a big arrow to the camera and stuck it right under the camera. So I would look at their names like Jim and Jennifer or whatever, and just stare at the camera. So it looked like I was making eye contact. I wanted to make it look like I was making eye contact with them, because I've been on a Zoom meeting and this is the thing I don't like about Zoom. I wish everybody's screen was the same. Like, if Amber's in the upper right for me, I want her in the upper right for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see, like, I've been on a Zoom meeting with a person who's kind of lecherous, and they spent the whole time looking in the upper right-hand corner, and I'm like, I want to know who's in the upper right-hand corner of their screen.
Oh, wow.
Because you're like, he's checking that person out. You could tell, because you can tell where somebody's looking on the screen, kind of.
I thought we were all the same. But whatever I see.
No, you see what order you kind of came in. Because then I used to think the same thing. But then the moderator of some things were like, well, Jim, introduce yourself. He's in the bottom left of my screen. I'm like, that's not where he is in my screen.
Oh, wow.
So.
Looks like Hollywood Squares.
It does. And, and if you don't know what you're doing, which you don't.
I don't. I'd be the lecherous guy.
Well, and you're the guy who doesn't know you're on camera and you're just grunting. And then you put your face way too close. You're the thing. You do need the makeup.
Okay.
It's one of those. So men are getting in. The whole point is.
Yeah. Covering up like under their eyes. Actually, one time I saw like cover up in the guy's that I was dating, like bathroom, but like it was clearly his, like it was in his little bag.
Okay.
I wasn't mad at it or weirded out or anything. I was like, good for him. Like he gets a little dark circly and he wants to cover him up. Like he should be allowed to do that and that not be weird.
Oh,
okay. He's not wearing like lip gloss foundation and like eyeshadow and mascara. It's like he's using a little concealer to like brighten up his under eye.
I don't know if I currently have in my bag. I've had concealer before.
Yeah.
I've had the lipstick. It looks
he had the little one with the sponge on the end.
Steve,
it was already...
stop it. Stop it. Nope. I'm going to tell you this. Like when you had your spider bite, you could have used a little concealer.
Oh, could have covered him
up. Because then you were paranoid about it.
Uh-huh.
Like you didn't want, but you dab a little bit of that on. For me, though, when I had makeup on, then I'm almost as paranoid as you looking at my zit as you going, like you can tell that I have makeup on. Like there's a fine line between I think I've covered it up and I think I have too much on and they can tell. Because, like, right now, I'm wearing a hat to cover up an injury. like, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ow! Ah! I cut my head so bad the other day.
Yeah, put it back up. Put it back up.
I can't put concealer up there because there's hair, right? So if I put concealer, there'd be a spot where it was just all...
Hey, what's wrong with your head?
It's just hideous. I'm going to look in my bag and see.
I don't zoom enough to have to...
When I was in school, I minored in theater, so I had to do a whole... I had to buy the makeup kit and learn how to do my makeup all myself and stuff. I hated it.
He has some.
Oh, you did? There you go.
Yeah.
A little bit of Maybelline concealer. You want to put some
that
on there?
That looks like you haven't even opened it.
No, it's never even been used because I haven't had a zit in a long time.
But it's like lipsticky.
Did you color match it?
I don't know how to do that. I just went up to the thing and went like, I need some of.
You just grabbed whatever was the easiest to steal.
It was the smallest one. And then
You're a medium beige.
That feels right. So if anybody's got a zit, that's not terrible.
I really like that you have that just for emergencies.
But how do you put it on?
You just dab a little.
But then
pat it with your finger a little bit to blend it.
Steve's face right now with a
Steve's
little lipstick.
Steve's taking notes. He is.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.